Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Cloud of uncertainty settles over potential US-Iran negotiations as ceasefire expires tomorrow. Indian Army asserts its resolve to fight against terrorism on the eve of first anniversary of Pahalgam terror attack. Israel warns Lebanon over ceasefire compliance, threatens further military action amid Hezbollah tensions. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh arrives in Berlin for key defense talks. India, Germany likely to sign major cooperation agreements. And Myanmar President Min Aung Hlaing invites armed groups to new peace talks. A cloud of uncertainty has settled over potential US-Iran negotiations in Islamabad, fueled by a combination of Iranian defiance and shifting signals from the White House. It comes as Iran's chief negotiator and parliament speaker, Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf, in a social media post said Tehran does not accept negotiations under the shadow of threats and the Islamic Republic has been preparing to reveal new cards on the battlefield. Meanwhile, Iranian state television also issued an on-screen alert today saying that no delegation from Tehran has visited Islamabad in Pakistan so far. The alert likely reflects the internal debate ongoing within Iran's theocracy as it weighs how to respond to the US Navy seizure of an Iranian container ship over the weekend. On the other hand, US President Donald Trump offered mixed messages about the path ahead for the United States' war against Iran, declaring that he was in no rush to end the conflict. President Trump has indicated that US Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to lead an American team to the talks. Mr. Trump said he's highly unlikely to renew the ceasefire before it expires tomorrow. Talking to a TV news channel, he said, if the ceasefire ends tomorrow without an agreement, he is prepared to resume attacking Iran. US President Donald Trump today said he will start bombing Iran if they do not agree to a deal with the United States before the end of the two-week ceasefire tomorrow. Talking to a new TV news channel, President Trump said if the ceasefire ends tomorrow without an agreement, he is prepared to resume attacking Iran. The president said he thinks the US is going to end up with a great deal with Iran after the second round of peace negotiations to end this week's long war. He said US has taken out Iran's Navy and Air Force. While the first round of US-Iran talks held on 11th and 12th of this month ended without an agreement, uncertainty surrounds the second round. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has warned that Israel may carry out further military action if Lebanon fails to uphold ceasefire commitments, saying the aim is to disarm Hezbollah and eliminate threats to northern Israel. The Israeli military said it struck and eliminated militants in the Bint Yibil area and near the Litani River after what it described as ceasefire violations and threats to its forces. Meanwhile, Lebanese President Joseph Aoun said talks to end hostilities are not surrender but a way to resolve the conflict. The Indian Army today reaffirmed its firm resolve to fight against terrorism on the eve of the first anniversary of the Pahalgam terror attack. On 22nd April of last year, terrorists killed 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, at Besran in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response to Pahalgam terror attack, Indian armed forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year. The army, in a social media post, issued a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism, asserting that when boundaries of humanity are crossed, the response is decisive. Indian Army sources said that within hours of the attack, army troops reached the site and began piecing together the sequence of events. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Berlin today during his three-day visit to Germany, where he is set to hold key talks with his counterpart Boris Pistorius to boost bilateral defense cooperation, with agreements on industrial collaboration and UN peacekeeping training expected to be signed. Mr. Singh was flown in a special German Air Force aircraft from Munich to Berlin, escorted by fighter jets, and was accorded military honors upon arrival. Earlier in the day, he reached Munich as part of the visit aimed at strengthening the strategic defense partnership between India and Germany. He will also meet senior German leaders and interact with key representatives of the German defense industry to promote joint development and co-production under the Make in India initiative. India's Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi met U.S. Army Pacific Commander General Ronald P. Clark in Honolulu and held discussions focused on strengthening India-U.S. defense cooperation and enhancing stability in the Indo-Pacific region. Both sides emphasized closer military coordination and continued engagement to support a free, open, and secure Indo-Pacific. General Dwivedi, who is on an official visit to U.S. Army Pacific headquarters, was accorded a Guard of Honor at Fort Shafter in Hawaii. He also undertook an aerial tour of Oahu Island to review training infrastructure and operational readiness. The discussions come amid growing defense engagement between India and the United States, including recent high-level Air Force talks in Washington that focused on interoperability, modernization, and regional deterrence across the Indo-Pacific. Myanmar's President Min Aung Hlaing has invited armed resistance groups to fresh peace talks, the first such call since he took office earlier this month. The invitation is part of a 100-day program announced at a cabinet meeting in Nay Pyi Taw, prioritizing peace, stability, and development, according to the state newspaper Myanmar Alin. Min Aung Hlaing has led the military since it seized power in 2021, ousting the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The takeover intensified a nationwide civil war, with pro-democracy activists and ethnic armed groups fighting the military. Previous peace talks, starting in 2022, yielded little progress. The new invitation reportedly sets a deadline for talks by July 31st this year. India has called for stronger representation of the Global South, especially in permanent seats at the United Nations Security Council. Speaking at intergovernmental negotiations at UN headquarters, C.B. George, Secretary West MEA, also noted alignment between India's stance and the African model on USSC reform. At the United Nations Economic and Social Council 2026 Financing for Development Forum, he emphasized building a fair, inclusive global financial system to close the $4 trillion SDG financing gap. Three priorities highlighted: reform of international financial institutions, stronger Global South voice, and use of digital public infrastructure to implement the 2025 Sevilla commitment. India has delivered 2 tons of life-saving medical supplies to Sri Hindu Mandal Hospital in Dar es Salaam, reinforcing its humanitarian outreach and commitment to strengthening healthcare cooperation with Tanzania. The consignment, handed over by Indian High Commissioner Bishwadeep Day to Hospital Trustee Kaushik L. Ramaiah, includes essential equipment such as oxygen concentrators, suction units, oximeters, microscopes and stethoscopes, along with medical consumables like inhalers, syringes, gloves, bandages and wheelchairs. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Cloud of uncertainty settles over potential US-Iran negotiations as ceasefire expires tomorrow. Indian Army asserts its resolve to fight against terrorism on the eve of first anniversary of Pahalgam terror attack. Israel warns Lebanon over ceasefire compliance, threatens further military action amid Hezbollah tensions. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh arrives in Berlin for key defense talks. India-Germany likely to sign major cooperation agreements. Myanmar President Min Aung Hlaing invites armed groups to new peace talks. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.